Shalom, everybody! When the waters of the floods began to subside, Noah sent a dove, and the dove returned with an olive branch in its mouth. The Torah says in Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vatavo elav hayona le'eis erev, hine ale zayis taraf befiha, vayeda Noach ki kalu hamayim me'al ha'aretz. The dove returned to him towards evening, and there was an olive leaf in its beak that the dove had plucked, and now Noach knew that the waters had subsided from the earth. And the question is, why does the Torah say that the olive leaf was taraf befiha? It was plucked and by its mouth and in its mouth. Why didn't the Torah just say vihine ale zayis? Why didn't the Torah just say, here was an olive branch, befiha, in its mouth? Why do we have to hear the word taraf befiha? Why do we care that the olive branch was plucked? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, picks up on this seemingly extra detail and quotes the Gemara in Masechas Sanhedrin, Masechas Eruvin, and he says that the dove was saying the following message to Noach: let my food be as bitter as an olive and provided by Hashem himself rather than sweet food, sweet as honey even, but by the hands of man. The dove had gotten his food from Noach for an entire year, and the food was sweet tasting. It was wonderful. But the dove would rather get bitter food, food that he had to pluck himself, taraf befiha. He'd rather that. He would rather that kind of food because it comes from the hands of Hashem himself. Food from God directly is better than handouts from humans. And it's a powerful Gemara that Rashi quotes. It's in the voice of the dove, but it's true for us also. We have our dignity, we have our own self-respect, and it's hard to get handouts from other people. We would rather eat bitter food, but we'd get it from Hashem, respectably, rather than even better food, but from the hands of someone else. It's something that we all have to keep in mind when someone comes to our door asking for tzedakah. It cannot be easy for them, and we have to keep that in mind. However, we have to ask the following question. In Birkas HaMazon, we say, V'na al tatzricheinu Hashem Elokeinu, lo lidei matnas basar v'adam, v'lo lidei halvasam. We say, please Hashem, please do not make us dependent on gifts of people. We don't want to get their loans. Rather, what do we want? Ki im liyadcha hamaleya hapasucha hakedosha v'yarchava. We prefer your full, open, holy, generous hand, Hashem. We too want what the dove wants. We want our parnasa from you, Hashem, not from people. However, most of us work at jobs where we get paid, and we get paid by other people. We work, and our boss pays us. It's from people, it's not from God. So none of us get our parnasa directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even people who work for themselves, who have their own businesses. Someone is paying them, not God directly, but another person. So none of us get what we want. None of us get what the dove wants. This question was asked by Rav Shlomo Volbi. He was the author of the Aleh Shur. He died in 2005. He asks this question in the Sefer Shiurei Chumash on Sefer Bereishis. It was a Sefer written by Rav Volbi's Talmidim, and in it he asks this question, and he gives the following most beautiful and fundamental explanation. Says Rav Volbi, what we ask for of Hashem is lo lidei matnas basar v'adam. We don't want gifts. We don't want handouts. We want our parnasa from you, Hashem. And says Rav Volbi that the parnasa we get from working honestly, that is getting our parnasa from Hashem himself. In his words, Ma sheba lanu derech mischar nechshav kmo shemekabli miyado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's from God himself. It's not a gift from a person, but parnasa directly from God himself. Yes, a human is the vehicle. He is the shaliach, so to speak, for God, but it's from God himself. And this whole idea puts professions in a whole new light. A person who works honestly is not working against God, chas v'shalom, but he or she is working with God, being fed by God, sustained by God. Like the dove, we daven and we hope. Ki im liyadcha hamaleya hapasucha kadosha v'erachava. We just want to be sustained by you, God. And what does God say? You got it. Work hard. Do your hishtadlus. And that is exactly what I will do, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will sustain you in that way. God willing, and b'siyata dishmaya. Have an amazing day, everyone.